it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We got Joe Person, person of interest, coming up here shortly. And who is Joe Person? Well, covers the Carolina Panthers for The Athletic. And why are we talking Carolina Panthers? Like, wait, what? Well, the Niners got a new kicker. Wave Jake Moody. Bye-bye. See you later. Like, when they say waved, I actually think of them, like, waving goodbye to him. And that's what 49er fans are doing right now. See you, Jake. Good luck in your future endeavors.
Stop it.
But they brought in another kicker who performed last year pretty well with the Carolina Panthers, Eddie Pinheiro. And I'm looking at his stats right now, Joe, and I'm wondering why he's not currently on the Panthers. He was 22-26 overall, 7-7 from under 30 yards, between 30 to 39 yarders, 8 of 9, 40 to 49, 6 of 8, and then 50-plus, he only had two attempts, but he was one of...
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why isn't he there? So we'll ask Joe Person about that. But again, I'm just looking at the numbers because that's all you can do. It's pretty cut and dry as a kicker. Looks like he's a successful kicker. So let's see. That's literally you're like literally anyone but Jake. I think how most Niner fans are feeling right now. So we'll talk to Joe Person about it shortly. So Eddie Pinheiro, your thoughts?
I don't know. We'll see. I don't have strong thoughts.
I don't have a strong opinion.
I was listening to Joe Nedney, former kicker for the Niners. He played on 8 different teams. And he was discussing how for a lot of kickers, and I'm sure it used to be this way for some of the quarterbacks as well, because Steve Young has discussed this. Jim Plunkett has discussed this. Rich Gannon, Kurt Warner. It's not this way now because of the way the sport is, but for a lot of these kickers, they have to learn how to be a pro and how to deal with, I either make the kick or I don't. And I only can focus on myself and not worry about the outside noise. And when I make a miss, how do I deal with that? And when I make a kick, not to get too high on it. And he had to learn how to be a professional. That was really interesting to me. And he was talking about how you have to go through this crucible of failure to be able to come back on the other end hardened by it.
And he's actually no stranger, Eddie Pinheiro, by the way, to replacing a much maligned kicker, because he was the guy that replaced Cody Parkey of the Chicago Bears. Remember the double doink Cody Parkey? Eddie Pinheiro was the guy that replaced him. So he's played on the Bears. He's played with the Jets and obviously most recently with the Carolina Panthers. Speaking of the Panthers, we are joined now by Joe Person, covers the Panthers for The Athletic, and he joins us now on the River Islands guest line. As all guests in 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Joe, good morning. You're on with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky, so we got all the cups of Joe on right here on the morning roast. All right, let's just get right into it. We say goodbye to Jake Moody here in San Francisco. We bring in Eddie Pinheiro. Why isn't he on the Carolina Panthers? Because I'm looking at his season last year, Joe, looked pretty solid.
Yeah, honestly, if you look over his three seasons in Carolina, they were very solid to the point where he's, you know, the third most accurate field goal kicker of all time behind Justin Tucker and Harrison Butker. So that's a pretty good list. The couple things were at play here in Carolina. He got here in 22. That was like 2 or 3 head coaches ago, and a different GM ago. And so I think Dave Canales and his special team staff in particular, you know, Eddie wasn't really their guy. And I think they were fine with him. And obviously they liked his accuracy. They did not really trust Eddie's leg strength. Pinheiro is a guy like, if they were down there, you know, just past midfield and looking at like a 55-yarder versus punting for field position, they almost invariably punted, you know, unless the game was on the line. And so Pinheiro, you go look at his stats. Like, he did not get many 50-plus tries, certainly not last year, when Canales' staff came in. And it really did, as I said, it came down to them not having much faith in his distance.
Joe, can he hit a 27-yard chip shot? Because that's what Moody missed over the weekend.
He's money on that, man. and really, all joking aside, like, he's pretty money from like 49 in.
Nice.
It's just this game has changed so much, as you guys know, and we got guys banging like 64-yarders way through the. Yeah, it's just gotten to be like every other position, bigger, stronger, faster. Faster, not obviously an issue here, but I like Eddie Pinheiro. I thought he's a pretty mild, mellow kind of dude. I never felt like the lights were too bright for him. Now, the lights in San Francisco are a little brighter than in Charlotte, especially where these two franchises are currently. But I'm glad to see him get another shot here.
Okay. You're talking about bright lights. Are there any moments that might stand out to you in terms of clutchness or failing to deliver?
Yeah, he won the game in Germany last year with a game-winning kick over the Giants, which was that was kind of like the Panthers and Giants Super Bowl. I mean, neither team was going anywhere, and it was late-ish in the season in November, and they drove down. And again, it wasn't like 57 yards. I want to say it was like maybe 48 or 49. And he made it, and it was a neat moment for him, and got, you know, carried off the field by his teammates. And I'm sure he missed a kick with the game on the line, and I'm sorry, I'm getting old and forgetful, so I don't remember the particulars. But more often than not, Eddie Pinheiro was pretty clutch for this team.
I mean, in fairness, Joe, the Carolina Panthers haven't really had any like high stakes games the last couple seasons. Although that one with Baker Mayfield, right? They almost kind of made the playoffs. Steve Wilkes was the interim. Was he there for that season?
Yeah, that was his first year.
Okay.
And so, they fired Matt Rhule early on after a loss to the Niners, actually, where the San Francisco fans took over Bank of America Stadium.
And they took Christian McCaffrey, too, that year.
They did. That was it. But at any rate, yeah, that was his first year here. And I just remember having conversations like this among media members and even with some, you know, people in the organization. And it was like, anytime you talk about that stat, which I mentioned with Justin Tucker and Harrison Butker, it was like, third all time, yeah, but look where they're making their kicks from versus where Pinheiro's making his. And, you know, who knows? Maybe having had a little longer off season this summer, early fall to train, maybe he adds a couple of yards onto his max distance. But that really was the bottom line. And as I said, not really being this staff's guy. Like I said, he played for, in Eddie Pinheiro's time here, he played for Matt Rhule, Steve Wilkes, interim, Frank Reich, Chris Tabor, interim, and then Dave Canales. So he has seen some things in Charlotte.
Joe, I didn't mean to cut you. There's a lot of Joes here right now. Joe Person, how long have you been covering the Carolina Panthers?
Since 2010.
Okay, so you saw all of Christian McCaffrey over there.
Yes.
Are you, like, all shocked by what's been going on the last, you know, week, year, the bilateral Achilles tendonitis? Niner fans over here, we're trying to figure out the touches, how to protect the guy. Is he going to be the same player a couple years ago? I just want to get your sense of, because there was a lot of trepidation when they made the trade for McCaffrey because of all the injury concerns prior to that. Just his whole durability in general going forward, Joe. I just wanted to get your thoughts on what you've seen from Christian through the years and, you know, him kind of bulking up over his time in Carolina. And are you at all shocked by what's taken place the last couple seasons?
No, I mean, really reading the headlines and listening to folks like you guys, it's like just repeating what the storylines from here. And he had a great start to his career here. I mean, fantastic. And was doing things that no one like other than like Roger Craig had done in terms of catching and running the football. But then the injury started creeping up. And, you know, you started hearing that there was some split in the draft room when they took him. The night of the draft, there were people in the organization who thought they might be taking Leonard Fournette. And it was the classic case of big power back, you know, Derrick Henry type back with Fournette versus the shifty athlete, smaller dude. And, yeah, they made the right choice. I mean, Christian McCaffrey gave them some incredible years. But then it just became, I remember asking people and writing stories about, are his training methods really, like, he pushes himself so hard, would it have been more beneficial for him to take a little more time off in the off season? And he would get very touchy, as I'm sure he still does, anytime, you know, his health, especially his training, came up, because he took great pride in it. As you guys know, he always sort of had his own regimen. Like, he wasn't really following the Panthers' regimen. And you know, it worked for him until it started not to work for him. And you never know. Was it a case where, and again, it isn't like he went out there to San Francisco and it's been bad. It's just you kind of like the injuries are kind of part of the thing, part of the package that you get when you're talking about Christian McCaffrey.
Hey, Joe, great stuff. We really appreciate your time this morning. And we'll do it again come November 24th when they take on the Panthers. Sound good?
Look forward to it, guys.
There he goes.
Thank you.
Joe Person covers the Carolina Panthers for The Athletic. Obviously, former Panther Eddie Pinheiro, now a San Francisco 49er new kicker. And what I got from that, Joe, if we just get Robbie Gould 2.0, I'm fine with that as a Niner fan. Because Robbie Gould was not some guy with a high, you know, like 55 plus yarders. He's not going to do any of that. But 50 and below, money. I think that's Niner fans would take that. Would you take that?
Yes. Yes. I can't explain it enough. Since like Todd Peterson going way back when, okay, it's been this is who you've had in a row. Joe Nedney. Was Joe Nedney a guy that would kick the 60 yarders? No. But he was money inside 40, basically. 45, 40 yards, money. All those types of distance kicks. Okay? After him, David Greenacres. Same thing. Mike, now, he did hit a long one and ended up hurting his hip and his groin and really never was the same. Then they got Phil Dawson. What did Phil Dawson do? Almost the same thing. Just money on anything between like 30, 45, almost up to 50. Then they had who? Robbie Gould. Yep. And what was he? Same money thing. On those exact same distances. This is exactly what they need and exactly what they should have. Nobody was like, we need more 66-yard attempts. Nobody. Like, not one Niner fan is sitting here like, you know what? Team me up for more 61-yarders.
Well, I could see why in Carolina that might be a premium, because just getting to the red zone in general for that offense is at a premium. So they're like, hey, if we could just get on the outskirts and get these 55-yarders, we can get a couple more points, and they weren't able to do that. So that might be more of an indictment on the offense and the staff in general than it was on Eddie Pinheiro. And it sounded like it was more just politics, if anything, that they just wanted their guy, because he was, as he's mentioned,
five coaches, Joe.
Five.
He had five different coaches.
Five!
Think about this. Like, you got Brent Boyer, who's the new special teams coordinator here.
Yeah.
New coordinator. He got his own long snapper, his own punter, and now they got rid of the kicker. Right?
Yeah.
That's just one coordinator. Guy had five different coaches.
And obviously, Brent Boyer back in 2021 with who? The New York Jets. So he knows a thing or two about one Eddie Pinheiro.
As it always comes back to the Jets.
Always comes back to the Jets. You're listening to 95. 95-
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.